The leaves are turning, or turned, depending where you live. The air is getting cooler. Stores are filled with bags of candy, getting ready for Halloween. But for a small community in northern Canada, there won't be any trick-or-treating this year. That's because kids, young and old, in the hamlet of Arviat, in the remote territory of Nunavut, have to worry about running into polar bears. Steve England is Arviat's senior administrative officer. Have you spotted any polar bears in the streets of Arviat? And does it always happen like this?
Polar bears in the community is a normal occurrence. We do live on the migration path of the polar bear. It's in the last number of years, because of climate change, the Hudson Bay freezes later. This forces bears that would normally travel on Hudson's Bay to travel on the doorstep of our community.
So any injuries? I mean, are bear attacks commonplace?
No, we have an active bear patrol in place. We safeguard the community the best we can. But with Halloween in particular, we do have a big youth population, so it could be as many as 1,200 kids on the streets, which we can't ensure their safety. So that's why we changed the venue of trick-or-treating from door to door to our inside community complex. The bears have already adapted to climate change, and I guess now it's our turn.
So the people of Arviat, they probably talk about the polar bears. Did they also talk about climate change?
Yes, it goes hand in hand. The changing habits of the polar bear, obviously, it's not a debate for us up here about climate change. It's real, because we get to see it firsthand.
So what then is the plan for Halloween this year?
This year, we have a community complex that hosts a community hall and an arena and some indoor playground facilities. So what we ask the community is for all the different interest groups in town and government departments and businesses to make this a true community event. So the entire hall will be decorated. There will be activities and let the citizens set up for their traditional trick-or-treating. It just will be table to table, not door to door.
Yeah, so kids are still going to get candy. It sounds like if they're going table to table, they might get more than they usually get.
Well, I think so. The kids are very concerned, and this was our biggest concern, of course, is our kids' safety. They're very concerned about the output level at the end, I guess, in their trick-or-treat bag, but we'll make sure that we do fulfill their wishes.
When does the migration of the polar bears kind of end? Is there a date that you kind of anticipate as the all-clear moment?
It's tough. We're fairly far south in Nunavut. We can see bears here any time of the year. It's not uncommon, but the peak season is towards the end of September to the first couple of weeks in December month.
Steve, what's the closest you've ever gotten to a polar bear?
Within camera distance. I've been in the community for 10 years. A very wise Inuit elder told me one day I was getting too close taking pictures that bears like white meat too. So I listened to those words very carefully, and I respect the bear and respect the elders very much.
Right. Human beings, the other white meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve England is Arviat Senior Administrative Officer. Thanks very much for your time.
No problem. Take care.